God bless everyone out there in Radio Land. This is Barry and Karen coming to you live on Twitch.tv. And this is our Brace and Mash together with Barry and Karen. And we have been trying to fiddle with this thing for the past few minutes. So if you see us on there and then we didn't come on, that's because all of a sudden our stuff was just like, and it's, you know, those that stream, you know how it works. Well, we're back, people. It's been a while since we met you. It's been a long time since we left you. And we thank God for just the opportunity. A lot of things have changed. As we noticed, a lot of things have changed as far as our podcast went, as far as how things are set up. We noticed that our Streamlabs have changed, so we're not able to stream on all the platforms that we like. We're having an issue with our Facebook one, so we're just going to do Twitch tonight, and then we're going to work on the rest of them later on, and we'll now be able to find a comparable multi-platform, then we can be able to use the ones that we normally use for our podcast. And as you tell, this is my lovely wife of soon to be 23 years? What? Is it
22? I don't know. I can't.
We hadn't lost count, you know. Yeah. we won't celebrate anniversary, though, till in the middle of the year or so, but. Happy 2020.
Yes.
And I know it's been like a while since, like I said, we talked and shared, and we went through a lot and come out of a lot. Mm-hmm. And we just thank God that we have the opportunity to be able to do this again. Well, we don't even know where to start. Well, tonight, without getting into any long introduction, we want to just go into our lesson because, like I say, we do have work in the morning. And so we kind of started late, but we're going to try to get on a consistent schedule so that we'll be able to accommodate for all the people that might want to see us. So now, we're just going to talk about one particular thing and kind of share us our perspective on it. And then we'll take it up from there. We're going to continue it on this week. And it said it was the actual topic, as you probably have already seen, is the one thing that's in a relationship. That's going to be the title of this for this week. And not only is it going to be, and why I picked that particular title, just I, that was the first thing that came to mind when we wanted to try to redo all this. Because of the things that we went through had a lot to do with us, you know, you know.
Yeah.
And so, when we were praying about it, we was asking the Lord, you know, what do you want us to talk about? In the beginning, he says, he gave me the letter I. And I was like, well, okay, the letter I is strange, but then you had to think about it. I was listening to a message one time by pastor. He was talking about the word pride, mm-hmm. how that it is directly in the middle of it. I is literally it's in the middle of it, and that's kind of how it is with us, that we get in pride and it's just about us in the middle of it. It's nobody about nobody else but us. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit, starting off. So we're just gonna, I guess you can give us some of our updated what we've been dealing with and give you an idea why we got this eye thing.
Yeah.
And
we'll just get deeper into the lesson probably on tomorrow.
Yeah, because we ain't got a whole lot of time. We wasted more time trying to get ready.
And
I had this stuff ready, and all of a sudden, you know, things happen. That's why I know this is going to be an awesome lesson for someone. Because one of the things that I realized, and we both realized, is that as long as we keep ourselves on our mind,
right,
we'll do whatever it takes to protect ourselves, to be concerned about ourselves. We get self-absorbed, and we don't think about the other person, especially in a relationship, any relationship, whether it's a marriage, whether it's relatives, whether it's friendships, whether it's coworkers, any relationship. There has to be a mutual agreement. That's what we was listening on yesterday. We was talking, there was a message we listened to on agreement, and how that a lot of times when the enemy comes, he doesn't attack you. He attacks you at the place of your agreement. And when it's just about two eyes instead of you together.
Right.
It's one, it's two individuals. We're both individuals. My wife and I, we're both individuals. We have individual thoughts. We have individual ideals. We have individual dreams. We have individual goals in life. But when we came together, we came together of one mission. We came under together under one banner. Even though she took my last name, that does not mean that everything that compasses my goals now, she got to do what I do. And her individual goals and her dreams in life don't matter anymore. And that's not what it's about. We can get to the point where we had gotten to the point in our lives where we had lost the ability to agree.
Right.
We had lost the ability to agree with each other. Agree with each and sympathize with each other and empathize with each other. We had lost our ability to agree. And what I mean by that is that we had gotten to the point where everything was a disagreement. It was this discord, it was strife. It was never on the same, we were never on the same page for anything when it came to our personal lives. If you haven't looked at the videos on me talking about my testimony on depression years ago, back to those testimony on that, when I because they diagnosed me with that. I know a lot of it is a spiritual attack because it only happens during those times of disagreement. God is big about unity, and the enemy is too. But one of the things that he knows, that if you can keep us from agreeing with one another, make it about I instead of about us, then he'll defeat us. Because the Bible said, a house divided shall not stand. So you say, and so, because how Jesus really got to that scripture is what he said, that when the Pharisees noticed that he casts out devils, they say he does it by Beelzebub. He said, how can Satan cast out Satan? He said, if Satan was to cast out himself, then his kingdom would be divided. But they're not. He said, a house divided against itself can't stand. When you have two people that are on the place in the position of I in the middle, and they don't think about anybody else but themselves, we're going to have a tendency to get so self-absorbed that nothing else matters. I mean, we got to we got to the point where everything was pretty much, I guess you could say, a blur. We weren't thinking about each other as much as we should have. Our friendship had eroded to the point where we didn't like each other anymore. We could stand one another, and we had just gotten to the point where we became enemies and not friends.
Right.
And so, because we had eye on our mind.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, I had myself on my mind, you know, what I needed, what I wanted, and everything was about me, you know. was very, you know, the concern was about, you know, I wanted him to understand how I felt. And that's how it was. And when you do that, I mean, you don't care. And a lot of times when it's like that, you're selfish, you're self-centered. You know, you're not even trying to,
you good.
Oh, okay. You just consume with yourself.
Yeah.
And I had to realize that, you know, one person I have on my mind is me and my wants and my needs, and I wanted him to show up for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't trying to be there for, you know, it's not like totally, you know.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't still be married if it was that terrible. So let me just throw that out there. But it was just days that we had that was, you know, that was like that. We could get a little selfish and a little self-centered.
Yeah.
And we can be inconsiderate.
Yeah.
And don't really show appreciation and don't show up for each other like we should.
Yeah. But the biggest thing was that, yeah, it got, like I said, it got to the point where we were more focused about ourselves
mm-hmm.
more than the other person.
Right.
Yeah, it came to the point, but I did have a revelation. Now, a lot of times mm-hmm. when it comes to certain aspects of your life, like in my case,
mm-hmm.
Because the fact that we had so much different emotional issues, both of us had a lot of stuff we had to work through emotionally.
Right.
And we had got so caught up in what person told us, we got caught up in, and we got, we got, I guess, caught up in the weeds or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had went to, it was a little council that we had.
Yeah.
And he showed us where we was going wrong at. He say, y'all getting caught up in the detail.
Yeah.
And in the details, when you're trying to have conflict resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, where y'all was getting stuck at is the details. Y'all just, you know, the why.
Yeah.
You know, the why and the why and the because I think I would want to know, you know, why, and he would try to make sense out of it. So,
yeah.
And that's what we was getting stuck at. Mm-hmm. And it was like, he said, y'all like getting just tangled in the weeds and in the, of that.
Yeah.
So we had to realize that's what it was.
Yeah. We were at the point where we were just getting caught up in the why and the who and what, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, why are you doing that? And why she doing that? And what?
Trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Trying to figure it out. We wasn't trying to resolve it. We was just trying to figure out why.
The reason and the motive and the intentions behind it. It didn't make sense.
Yeah.
And, so that's what we was getting, like, we was getting caught up in that.
Mm-hmm. So, and in any relationship, you have a tendency to get a little selfish when it comes to certain things. And I had to, the only way that I had to, and at first, it went against what I normally believed as far as the marriage go. But usually when you've been in a relationship a certain time, and especially as you age, your goals and your tolerances and those things that you had dealt with when you were in your 20s, and now you get in your 30s, and then when you get in your 30s, then you're in your 40s and 50s, and you know, we're in that range now.
Oh yeah.
And so we're just different, you know, and our needs are different.
Yeah.
And our mindsets are different. So mm-hmm. we had the dynamic, and I told her that the dynamic of our marriage has to change
mm-hmm.
based on where we are now versus where we were then.
Yeah.
And the one of the things that we had to look at, I told her to say, we had to look at the fact that we can't let what's in front of us stop what's ahead of us. Because the fact is that there is a goal that God wants us to reach
mm-hmm.
and a mission he wants to fulfill. But we can't fulfill it if we got so much in front of us that we can't see ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so what God had for us and has for us is greater than what's behind us and it's greater than what's in front of us. Mm-hmm. So we had to get out of the details.
Right.
If you're in a relationship, you're in a situation where it just seems like you can't seem to resolve stuff, for once and for once, just kind of back out the details. Mm-hmm. Don't try to figure out why he did it or why mm-hmm. she did it or why they doing me like this and why they mm-hmm. hurt me so bad. Yeah. Get out of that for a moment. Yeah. I know it's hard, but get out of that for a moment and say, how can I find a resolution? How can I fix this? What can I do to fix me
first?
What can I do to fix me? Because that's what I had to do. I had to get to the point where I said, you know what, I had to focus on fixing me mm-hmm. and quit trying to fix her so it could fit me.
Right.
And I'm gonna say that again, I had to work on fixing me first mm-hmm. so that I can quit trying to fix her to fit me.
Right.
Because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We try to fix the person to fit us right. instead of fixing ourselves so that everything can fall in place.
Exactly. And that's what here lies the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want, because we're looking for many me.
Yeah.
That's what I say, you know, we're mm-hmm. looking for many me.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what the conflicts, it come in because and you see a lot of people, because I didn't got butted heads.
Yeah.
Because I don't, because you hear people, because I don't do it like him. And I think that's mm-hmm. a lot of things where we was getting caught up too.
Yeah.
And the way we would do things, we wouldn't celebrate our differences.
Yeah.
That, okay, because this is how he do it.
Yeah.
And I do it like this. And I said,
hey, what's up, Taco?
And I say it like this. And, you know, and if I don't say it the way he think that I should say it, then we get caught up. And if I don't, you know, do it or say it or be, you know, how he wanted it to be,
mm-hmm.
and then here lies the problem.
Yes.
And then we would get caught up in that, and you know, because I'm not you.
Yeah.
And I would, and because I wouldn't say it or come at him the way he would do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then like, I'm like, and I feel like, well, that's taken away from my individuality.
Yeah.
You know, not being dishonorable, disrespectful to my husband, but I'm like, I'm not you.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna come like you. And I'm not mini me. I'm not your mini me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we wouldn't accept in that.
Yeah.
You know, about each other, because a lot of time I would come and we would just, like I say, we'd get caught up in the weeds of how we saying it and how we the approach and a whole lot of stuff we just get tangled up in.
Yeah.
And like I say, because he wanted me to fit him.
That's right.
And I wanted him to fit me.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what I, you know, because you're not doing it like I would do it. You ain't saying exactly. Like I would say it.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I need you to change to do it the way I want it done.
Mm-hmm.
So when you, and we got caught, we just got caught up in that.
That's right. And that's the problem. With a lot of us, that's what mm-hmm. we do.
Mm-hmm.
We get caught up in that, and then we mm-hmm. all of a sudden now,
right?
We try to make that person be like us,
mm-hmm.
and that's not gonna happen.
No.
I'm just you know, it's not gonna happen. No mm-hmm. matter how much you try, they're not gonna be you. There can only be one you. And as long as you get out of the point of being that person that's the center of attention all the time.
Right.
And get into the place of being the person that, the being together with the person and being mm-hmm. in unity with the other person.
Right.
In any relationship, of course, like I say, mm-hmm. there got to be unity.
Right.
Because only God can work in unity. He can't work in disagreement, confusion. He's not the author of it. Mm-hmm. So therefore, he can't work in that.
No.
Your blessings can't even come in the midst of confusion.
It can't. And you divide it like that, it's no way, you know, you can't bring nothing together divided.
No, can't. Because one of the things, I remember I was teaching a lesson on this, was mm-hmm. talking about David. When he built, he had desired to build a temple before Solomon was born. And he had desire to build God a house.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but what God told him, you know, well, he went to the prophet. The prophet told him, well, do it all that's in your heart. You know, king, you know, what are you going to tell the king? No, king, you can't do it. He said he told him it was all in your heart. Mm-hmm. Then the Lord dealt with the prophet and told him, he said, you know, I'm flattered the fact that he wanted to build me a house, but I don't, he's not going to do it because he's a man of blood. He said, I want him to see, but his son shall build the house for me, and it'll be peace in his reign. He'll be able to do this. Now, the reason why God didn't allow David to do it was not only that he was in constant conflict. Mm-hmm. You cannot build anything in constant conflict. There, you can't build a marriage in conflict. You can't build a business in conflict. You can't build a church in conflict. You can't build anything in conflict.
No.
It's like you trying to build a house in the middle of a hurricane. It's mm-hmm. not going to happen.
No.
There has to be a time of peace. There has to be a time of calmness. There has to be a time where you can be able to have a peaceful situation where there has to be a unity there. Mm-hmm. Where you can gather your thoughts, where you can gather the things together and get everything in order and pursue the mission that God has for you together.
Right.
So, but, you know, that's just a little taste of what we're going to be talking about. But we're also going to talk about the different things that start with I that can affect the marriage. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say the one thing that's in a relationship. So we're going to talk about a few other things. The schedule we're going to try to keep is Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday we do have two podcasts, actually. We have this one, which is Embracing Marriage, Bearing Care, and we have another one called Dare to Be Different. Dare to Be Different is basically a general overall podcast that we do. We do that on Fridays, so Fridays will be like a free-for-all kind of thing. We just bring out any message or kind of just answer any questions that you might have. And if you do want to bring any, if there are any questions that you may have, like I say, I ain't been on my stuff in a while, so my night bot is not even working. I probably have to put the stuff in. But the thing is that you can go to our website at embracingmarriagetogether.com. /contact. Mm-hmm. You can go there and you can leave a message or question there, and it'll come to us, and you'll be able to answer any questions or any concerns or even prayer requests. If you have any prayer requests that you want to bring, you can bring it, you can send it to that very link, and we can be able to get it. Or you can just follow us on Twitter at Embrace Unlimited. Mm-hmm. You follow us on Twitch here on the Twitch. It's under Brace_Gaming D2B. And stay tuned in. We'll try to get in earlier tomorrow so we can be able to do more. I'm trying to stay within the realms of 30 minutes. so we don't want to be long like we used to. We used to do an hour, but
yeah.
We're trying to kind of concise. Unless we get some interaction, then we might be a little longer. But normally, 30 minutes or less. So. Any last words my wife gonna give, and we gonna get out the way.
And I would like to thank all y'all that tuned in on tonight and say you dare to be different and embrace love, embrace marriage, embrace God, embrace friends, family, and y'all have a good night.
God bless y'all. We'll see y'all the next time.